This is David Williams. I'm president of the Michigan Soybean Association, and I'm a farmer in central Michigan, close to Elsie. And I farm with my nephew on our sesquicentennial farm, and we raise soybeans, corn, and wheat.
What are some of the issues that you've been paying attention to here at Commodity Classic?
Well, probably the number one issue is the Farm Bill. We want to see the Farm Bill get passed sooner rather than later so we don't get tied up with midterm elections. We've been talking with legislators, and I think they're pretty clear as to what we're looking for in the bill, and I guess we're optimistic at this point in time.
As in optimistic that we will have a Farm Bill this year?
Yes, that's correct. I'm not sure what the timetable is exactly, because that's beyond my pay grade, but I think we can make it happen here, let's say within the next few months.
What's important to be in that Farm Bill for you?
Crop insurance, just kind of keeping most of the programs that we have. I think we can do a little bit of trading, but I feel like we've given enough in agriculture, and there's some other areas in the government that could contribute their fair share.
Interesting that you put your analogy that way. We can do a little bit of trading. Brings up the next subject. What about NAFTA? What are your feelings about that, especially being in a border state like this?
Well, since over 60% of Michigan's soybean production is exported, I've been concerned for a long time about trade and NAFTA in particular. I was disappointed when TPP went away. I think we're just giving away some of our opportunities. Trade is so important, and if we lose our trading partners, I'm not quite sure what we'll do with all of our production.
Of course, the Ag Secretary was here, who, of course, has a direct mouthpiece to the administration. Perhaps you didn't get the chance to ask him a question, but what message do you feel like giving the administration as far as trade is concerned?
Well, I was really encouraged when he started his address yesterday, when he spoke about the RFS and his support of trade and agriculture, and he was, as he said, unequivocal support of those items. And so that was really encouraging to me, because I was afraid that perhaps there had been some horse trading going on that might have gotten some things done, but may come back and not be favorable to agriculture. So that was a good thing.
You were pleased with the address overall?
Yes. I was encouraged when he mentioned some of the streamlining within FSA and NRCS and the different government agencies. He called out Dunn's and SAM, and I have to do that on my farm. I mean, it's kind of silly, because I think it was set up for companies that bid on government projects. I don't bid on a government project, but yet I still have to do that paperwork. So getting rid of that is a good thing. And if he can combine some of these other agencies so we're not duplicating things all the time, I think that'll be really good.
This is the last major meeting of the winter meeting season. So the next thing to think about is getting back in the field. At your latitude, when does that happen?
Well, probably realistically it would be the last week in April. Everybody keeps talking about planting soybeans earlier and earlier. So I'd like to try something a little bit earlier than that this year. On our farm, we do primarily no-till, and you have to have the ground conditions correct before you start doing that. Otherwise, you end up with a mess.